From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. General Stephen Townsend, the top general leading the coalition military operation in Syria and Iraq, says a Syrian rebel group will soon move to isolate the Iraqi city of Raqqa. That rebel group includes a significant number of Kurdish YPG fighters, something that is sure to anger key U.S. ally Turkey. But Townsend says the group is the only force capable of moving quickly toward the city. Townsend said the coalition intelligence shows Raqqa is the center of IS planning for external attacks.
We actually aren't sure how pressing it is, and that's what's worrying. So we're not sure. We know they're up to something. And it's an external plot. We don't know exactly where. We don't know exactly when.
Townsend spoke to reporters at the Pentagon via teleconference Wednesday. UN humanitarian chief Stephen O'Brien says eastern Aleppo has essentially become a kill zone, with more than 400 people slain and nearly 2,000 wounded in the past month. O'Brien gave his monthly report to the UN Security Council on the organization's ability to get humanitarian assistance to Syria. He repeatedly accused the Syrian government and Russia of bombing the city.
The tactics are as obvious as they are unconscionable. Make life intolerable, make death likely. Push people from starvation to despair to surrender.
Stephen O'Brien, meanwhile, the International Organization for Migration says more than 10,000 Iraqis have been displaced since the start of an operation to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. So far, Iraqi government troops, Kurdish fighters, Sunni tribesmen, and Shiite militias have captured towns and villages surrounding the city. This is VOA News. The Russian embassy in Madrid said Wednesday Russia has withdrawn its request to Spain to refuel warships expected to take part in an operation in Syria. A Russian press attaché confirmed that the request had been canceled, but he did not give details. NATO allies pledged troops and military equipment to countries bordering Russia amid new signs of heightened tensions with that country. Lisa Bryant has more.
The new contributions come amidst NATO's biggest military buildup since the Cold War and were made during a NATO defense ministers meeting in Brussels. They came as two Russian warships with cruise missiles entered the Baltic Sea between Sweden and Denmark. At a press conference, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg described Moscow's latest actions as another example of what he called a pattern that includes the use of military force against its neighbors and threatening rhetoric. NATO plans to establish battle groups in Poland, Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Two earthquakes shook central Italy Wednesday night, not far from an area struck by an earthquake last August. These recent two quakes were centered near the town of Castel Sant'Angelo Sernura. No deaths were reported. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump Wednesday cut a ribbon to officially open his new luxury hotel a few blocks from the White House in Washington.
A project like this demonstrates what is possible when a team works together for a totally common purpose. It also shows how to work with our government and to get things done.
Later in Charlotte, North Carolina, Trump made an appeal to black voters. He promised banking industry reforms and tax changes to spur job creation and investment in blighted communities. Meanwhile, Democrat Clinton campaigned in the state of Florida on Wednesday.
He says not paying taxes makes him smart. Well, I don't know how smart you have to be to lose $1 billion in 1 year. And besides, what kind of genius loses money running a casino, for heaven's sakes?
Hillary Clinton, the Democratic candidate, speaking about Donald Trump. Clinton is leading Trump, by the way, in opinion polls 13 days before the U.S. presidential election. Venezuela's political crisis deepened as thousands of protesters took to the streets Wednesday in several cities. Street unrest led to dozens of injuries and arrests. Protesters are backing a recall campaign against President Nicolas Maduro. Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade on Wednesday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.